Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
ESPN listed five teams expected to take a step back this season. The Chiefs, who went 10-0 in one-score games. They have an unsettled O-line. They may be very good, but not that good. The Vikings, who went 8-1 in one-score games. They have a rookie QB and forced just a metric ton of turnovers. Not expected to be 14 wins. The Commanders, sophomore slump for Jaden Daniels. Can they convert 87% of fourth downs? All those last-second wins. The Colts were the fourth team listed. I think we could all make sense of that one. They don't know who their quarterback is. Even if you announce Daniel Jones, you don't know who your quarterback is. And then the Lions were the fifth team. So here in Lion Land, we're talking about it. And their explanation was second toughest schedule, real concern with Goff against pressure, and they provided a bunch of numbers, 28th in the NFL versus pressure. And the obvious, like you're losing your coordinators and Aleem McNeil's injured. The Lions are expected to take a step back, and that's been a point of contention. Some people are not willing to concede that point that they will take a step back this season.
Well, and I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are looking at the schedule and going, yeah, are they going to win 15 games? No. But they could be a better team over the course of 17 games than they were last year, but not win as many games. So if you're just looking for wins and losses, yeah, they take a step back. There's your easy answer. But if they're a better team... Because when they get to the NFC, and again, it depends on what we see from Philly this year, because they're not going to be the same. I still think they're really good. I'm not going to say they're going to fall off the map. But in that stretch where they are playing Cincinnati, Baltimore, Kansas City, all those teams on the road, are they going to face anybody tougher in the NFC playoffs?
No.
Or even, you're going to be facing one of those teams in the Super Bowl if you make it that far.
Yeah, the only team they don't play that's in the Super Bowl conversation is Buffalo.
Right.
But everybody else, they're going to see, and they're on the road in all of those games. Yeah, they're going to get a real taste of it in the regular season.
And how'd they do on the road last year?
They were undefeated. Mm.
I think one of the keys with the Eagles is, what does Saquon do? Does he come close to duplicating last year? And if he does, with both Dejean and Mitchell getting better on defense as young players, man... they might be a beast this year. But if Saquon kind of steps back, then I think, okay, there's definitely wiggle room to catch them in the NFC.
Some texts. Do people have amnesia? We lost both coordinators. Dan does not call plays. We will be lucky to go 10-7. Wade in Schwartz Creek.
Dan does not call plays, but he's on the headset. And he's even been on record as recent as a couple of weeks ago saying, yeah, if there's a play I don't like, I can chime in at that time.
Tech says, Goff's comments last year about Detroit sports media relishing in negativity is so true. Listening to you turds talk about how bad this team is going to be is absurd. They had one of the best seasons ever last year, and all you do is complain.
Well, I think the turd comment might be directed at you, because you're giving me a hard time about mentioning that they're going to be a better team.
I don't
dispute it. But they're not taking a step back.
What I would
Your
like
head's
to know,
about to explode.
It's going to blow up. This ticket texture, that type of ticket texture drives me crazy. Nobody has said cancel the season or that the Lions can't advance past the first playoff game they play. It's just an admission that they're going to have more losses this year. Prepare for it. Brace for it. Learn from it. Improve because of it. Be better battle tested. That's the rallying cry for this season, is go in expecting to get punched in the mouth harder than you were last year, to struggle more than you did last year. It's okay to acknowledge it. We're not the mean, big, bad radio station for bringing that up.
Okay, let me make it simple for you. I know you wanted to take the playoffs out of this. I think this is a team that's playing in the NFC Championship game. And so, no, I don't think they take a step back.
Okay. Ticket text 248-539-9797.
Their path to get there may be more
arduous.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure this arduous might be
difficult.
It
might not be littered with a first round bye.
Disappointment.
Okay.
Than last year, but I think they ultimately do better than they did last year. So yeah. I can't sit here and say that they take a step back.
Okay.
I thought I sorted this out a little while ago.
I know. We don't need to go back into this. I think you embrace the struggle of this season.
Yes.
If you're the Detroit Lions. I don't know if all the fans are ready to embrace it, because we got people fighting on the very premise that they could lose more football games.
They're going to lose more games, okay?
Embrace. Yes. But embrace it. We're not the bad guys for saying it. Embrace it. In fact, it should be used as a tool for this football team, because it's not going to be a path paved in gold, because they're likely not going to have the one seed, right?
Got you so upset. You can't even
speak this morning. They're likely going to have to go on the road in the playoffs at some point, John, and they may end up in the NFC title game, but it's going to be because of the losses along the way that they learn things.
And I know I chimed in there with the question of how many did they lose on the road last year. Well, we know the answer is none. They will lose on the road this year at some point.
Spoiler alert. The game you want them to win, a must win in this difficult schedule. The text says they must beat the Bears. Ben Johnson twice. Dan in Flat Rock. Another text says, revenge on Ben Johnson. He's so arrogant and a fake Dan Campbell. That's one the players have to want, too.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like beating up on them feels like, I know it'll feel good, but it's kind of like beating the Browns. Like, you're expected to win those games.
Another one, the one they have to win, is the Bears. Get the media off the coordinator's back. Sam at work. Week 2.
I'm starting to get the feeling that Chicago home game, the home opener, is going to be a get your popcorn.
Right? Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, I hope Campbell does something with a play call, him and Morton.
What's the ideal play call to send that message? Is it running the same play with J-Mo and it's a completion?
Is it, what was that play call last year that Goff ran in Chicago? What was it called again?
Stumble bum.
Yeah. Only it's Montgomery throwing it.
Have Penei Sewell throw it, right? He said he had the best arm on the team. Troll him with it.
Yeah. To Goff.
I can't wait, man.
I can't wait either, guys. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Tech says, I'd say the Ravens game, they're considered a Super Bowl candidate. It's early in the season. We'd find out right away. Nelson and Novi.
I can support that. I mean, I almost built that case after I said Washington.
Yeah. Guys, the Lions played great on the road the last two seasons. They were undefeated last year. I can virtually guarantee they won't win 15 games, but they certainly won't crap the bed on the road. That's Bruno in Dearborn.
I agree, Bruno.
Steve in Madison Heights. I'm not too worried about Cincinnati. Their defense sucks. Their offensive line sucks. And I'll predict that Hutch gets 4 sacks in that game. Our offense is too good for their defense. I'm not worried about Cincinnati.
I'm not worried about their defense. And I mean, if Terrion, if those defensive backs are healthy and playing at the level that we think that they should play at, Terrion Arnold, Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, DJ Reed, Amik Robertson, like, that's a pretty good secondary. And I like that matchup. Now, is it good enough to shut down the receiver, the group of receivers along with Joe Burrow against Cincinnati? No, they're going to make some plays. But I do like that matchup.
Think about it, too, as a season for Terrion Arnold, the number 2 corner, they're going to face teams that have 2 really good receivers. So Cincy being one of them with T. Higgins is going to be a real test. I think Detroit's secondary, I'll agree with Kelvin Shepard, is the strength of their defense. Well, with the 2 safeties, with Reed coming in, with an underrated nickel corner.
What do they get a chance to practice against every day?
J-Mo and St. Brown and Tesla.
I just think this is such a huge year for Terrion Arnold. Like what you just said about the secondary, there, if Arnold is an above average corner, so let's say he's somewhere between 10 and 15, this secondary is going to be elite.
I agree. That's why, I mean, that's why I named both names for every guy in the secondary.
And that's going to help the McNeil thing. Because if you're at least the secondary is holding up on the back end, you don't need pressure as bad.
Well, I mean, if Hutch is the wrecking, one man wrecking crew that he's been predicted to be this preseason, you might have the best of both worlds.
Phone calls, ticket texts.
Especially with Marcus Davenport.
Now he's really trying to
get for two games. Yes. He won't play in Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly. Out for the season. Done. This is a great one to end this segment on. I think what Jim is trying to say is the regular season record will be a step back, which hardens them for the playoffs. Jim's still a turd, though. AJ and Novi. It's 97-1. Oh, whoops, this is me. Let's talk about Moran Chevrolet. Get ready for the upcoming season with Moran, a proud sponsor of all our training camp coverage on 97.1 The Ticket. Time to elevate your tailgating game with the 2026 Equinox LT. You can lease it for $295 a month. Keep that car payment under $300. You do it with a 36-month lease, $999 down. Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. Find your ride fast, moranexpress.com, or stop by. They'll take care of you in person. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Thank you very much.
We'll take it.
How do you not throw a strike there? I'd rather groove one than lose that way.
It wasn't even close.
Maybe he thought Javi was still in the batter box. He was wrong.
Nope. And AJ was spot on in regards to, you know, his response. You know, there's nobody better to be in that position than Gleyber Torres.
He's right. We'll talk to AJ Hinch coming up at 9:35 this morning. Big fun win at the ballpark last night. Extra innings, bases loaded, a little buzz in the air, a little playoff intensity.
Another series win.
And a notable series win. This isn't against the White Sox or the Twins or the Angels. This is against the Astros, a division leader, a team you're trying to hold off for a first round bye. No more doom and gloom now. Let's get to the phones. People want to talk about the Lions, and it doesn't have to be doom and gloom. ESPN, Bill Barnwell said they're going to take a step back to 12 wins. Let's get to Tim in Sterling Heights. What's up?
Hey, Cookies, you made a comment that they will lose more games. You used the word will, but that implies certainty. There's no certainty here. You could say it's highly likely, but it's also highly likely, in my opinion, that they're going to make it to the playoffs and do much better. And barring any catastrophic injuries, I think they should be the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. You know? So when you say things like, we'll lose more, I understand why people call you a turd.
That's a great call.
I blame you, Tim. John. I blame you.
You're the one that read the text. I just agreed with the text.
You created this mess, Mr. Player. We can win every game. I think we can say with a great deal of certainty they're not going to win 15 football games this year. Come on, people.
Odds and it doesn't have to be bad. Your favor, but it doesn't mean that they can't.
Your fault. Let's get to Cody. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I think they're going to be fine for the offense. They're still going to run heavy. That's going to allow the pass to open up a little bit more, just like they did last year. So I don't think the play calls are going to be too crazy. We're not going to get the special plays that we got last year, probably, just because, you know, we're just going to keep on running heavy and doing straight-up smash-mouth football.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I love what I'm hearing from Morton, too, about once you do that, you're going to get shot plays. You're going to get one-on-ones. They have too many weapons for teams to bracket or shade or double cover. It starts, though, with up front. That's how you settle in a new offensive line. You let them latch on and road grade people. And then you punish them because the Lions have the weapons to punish you when the safety creeps up.
Yeah. I mean, so there's – can you imagine being in his shoes right now where – Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, they had to grow this offense. Brad Holmes had to draft Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They had to develop them. Then all of a sudden you add J-Mo, you add Laporta, you add Gibbs. Montgomery was an add. Like, you start adding all of these tools, and now all of a sudden Ben Johnson's gone, and you're coming in looking at a Ferrari. And now the pressure's on him, because if the offense sputters at all, what's the one thing that we're going to point to? Everyone is going to point towards John Morton.
That and the offensive line.
Right, but I think most of the time, depending on how things go, right? There's always a variables. But a lot of people are just going to sit there and look, play calling.
Well, I think it's always the easy thing to point to, but I think we all know the offensive line will unlock the play calling. It's why when Ben Johnson got to Chicago, what's the first thing he tried to do?
Solidify that offensive line.
Yep, because he knows that's how I convert my fourth and one. It's how I can run it on third and six to set up a fourth and one to convert. Right. It's how I set up play action pass. It's how I take a quarterback who is embattled in Jared Goff and make him look like a top 10. It's what they're going to try to do to Caleb Williams.
You know, one of the things that was been unique since Campbell's been here is that they would run the ball on third down.
Yeah.
They probably do it more than any other team in the league. I'm interested to see if that sticks. Because that's going to be that happened before Ben Johnson took over play calling. That happened after they fired Anthony Lynn. You know,
well, it's an advantage if you know you're going to go for it on fourth and short. Then
exactly,
you force the other team to consider the run.
But that's a philosophy, you know. So I'm sure that will carry over. They did run trick plays the first year Dan Campbell was here. I remember Tom Kennedy throwing a touchdown pass, or one was thrown to him from somebody coming around the side.
Right.
So it's. I don't know.
It's still a part of the offense.
Yes.
And but getting back to the conversation before we get to Heather's news, it's like, if you're just going to sit there and just simply look at wins and losses, are the odds saying that they're going to win less than 15 games? Yes. Doesn't mean they will, but the odds are there. They can also be a team that wins less, but is a better team.
And John? That's what I expect. You and me, arm in arm, as we wrap this up.
So they're not taking a step back.
I mean, at what point here? Like, okay, yeah, well, they went 13-4, so they're worse. Take a step back, and then we'll go on to win the Super Bowl.
But
they're still
better
worse.
Better prepared to make
I still
the
think that
look, something our previous caller reminded me of this, too, is the objective to win the most games in the NFL this season?
No.
Is the objective to be the Super Bowl favorites?
No.
Is this objective to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I think that's a great time to transition.
I think that's Greg coming back and going, you two, settle down. We got to get to Heather with the news. Hey, real quick, Twitch has a new chant they want to hear at Lions games this year.
Let Colin watch. Let Colin watch. Let Colin watch.
You guys, he's going to watch.
I agree.
He
has to. Christmas Day? Lions,
we'll
Vikings?
See. I mean... Of course, it's going to be on. I'm just going to...
Colin, we're working for you. Just give in.
He's going to watch it. I'm just going to be grumpy. That's all.
You're the Grinch.
No, I'm the complete opposite of the Grinch. On Christmas, it's all about Christmas and family and time together. Not about... He's going to be... He's not happy about it. Right?
Sure.
He's not. He loves Christmas just as much as me, but I know that he loves the Lions as well, and he will be watching, but he's going to end up being in another room, away from all the family.
I think he probably does love you as much as Christmas.
Doesn't love me as much as
no,
Christmas?
No, I said he probably does. You just said he loves Christmas as much as me. I know who you're talking about, yes. But yes,
yes. Yes, 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 yes. Anyway, in other news, let's talk about Jay Cutler. Right, he's going to be watching, I'm sure. He didn't hold back when talking about his divorce from Kristen Cavallari on his Take It Outside podcast. So he was firing back at claims that she made about not getting a penny in their 2020 divorce. And he instantly claimed that that's all BS. He called it irresponsible, reckless, insanity, and completely false, her comments that she made. And during the podcast, he said that in the state of Tennessee, if we would have went to the judge and been like, hey, he's going to keep every single dollar over the past 7 years and you're going to get nothing. He said there's not a judge in the state that would have signed that. They would have been like, nope, that's not right. That's not legal. Not happening. So that's that. And he kind of joked that said, yeah, she didn't get a penny. She got a lot of bills,
yeah.
Right? And he didn't give the exact number, and he doesn't have to, but he did say that what she got in the divorce was, without a doubt, enough to live for the rest of her life very comfortably. So, and then he kind of said, there's no reason I needed to be bringing this up.
Yeah,
she's got a lot of money herself as well. I mean, he's got more, but she's got quite a bit to her name as well. There's some courtroom footage from a murder trial in Georgia that's going viral because when the judge read the verdict, he read the verdict incorrectly.
Oh, no. He read it wrong.
So there's this 26-year-old man, Elton Oliver, on trial, like I said, for murder, facing murder charges. He was accused of killing an off-duty officer in 2022. He claimed it was self-defense. The trial lasted 3 days, wrapped up on Friday, and after the jury quickly came back with a verdict, they handed it over to the judge, and everyone, you know, on the edge of their seat, right? A big trial, and the judge said, guilty. But he meant to say, not guilty on all counts.
Send him the message. Words matter.
Took him about 20 seconds to correct himself. And then he did apologize, but it kind of chuckled and said, I apologize for my mispronunciation. And some people were kind of upset by the way he joked about it and like handled it instead of.
Right. Not a joke. It's a very serious matter. Yes. But it's also a huge mistake.
Oh, my gosh.
The actual verdict was moonlight.
There is an influencer couple that's getting some big attention lately after blaming ChatGPT for ruining their dream vacation. So it's now viral on TikTok. You might have seen it. There's a woman. She can be seen crying. She's in tears as she's roaming through the airport with her boyfriend. He's there trying to console her. It turns out that they missed their flight to Puerto Rico because they relied on AI for advice on whether they needed a visa to travel or not. ChatGPT said, no, you don't need one, which technically was correct, but they did need other specific documents, which ChatGPT didn't tell them.
Ask that question.
I know. So they came. And in her video, she does kind of make light of the fact that they used ChatGPT for this, but also they used ChatGPT to plan a vacation and didn't do their own research.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Turned off your brain.
Yep. There's a man in Iowa that's going to be spending some time in jail after buying $140,000 worth of Pokemon cards on his employer's dime. So this 34-year-old man, Mitch Gross, he used his company's credit card to fund his personal shopping spree, and it included tons of Pokemon cards, as well as some prepaid gift cards and gaming items. He would then like submit fake receipts, like the false receipts, to his expense report so that it looked like they were legitimate business expenses. They weren't. So he is going to be doing some time behind bars. I think he got 4 months in jail. And then after he's released, he's going to be placed on supervised release for 3 years. And he's got to pay back
what he stole.
Everything he stole. Yep. Ruh-roh. There's a restaurant in Saline that's going to be featured on a popular food show.
I saw this. This is cool.
And yeah, very cool. Cool for the restaurant, but also the community is invited to attend the filming, which is also pretty cool. So America's Best Restaurants Roadshow will tape an episode from 2 to 5 p.m. August 29th at Oscars Sports and Grill. And the public is encouraged to attend. You can go and enjoy the food, right, and the atmosphere. But there's also going to be some giveaways during the filming as well, including gift cards to the restaurant. And the show features like locally owned restaurants. So that's kind of what they're going around the country sampling different cool food. And Oscars operates on a scratch kitchen. Everything is made in-house except the ketchup.
Yes.
Hopefully it's Heinz, not fancy or something else.
Oh, is that your preferred?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Yeah, I typically go for the Heinz ketchup over any other and brand.
You're
ketchup.
Like the connoisseur of ketchup.
I mean, it's
got to be on brand.
Can't be off it's brand. Better than some...
Like Hunt's?
Hell, it's way better than Hunt's.
Oh, Hunt's catching strays today. All right, Heather with the news. Coming up next, AJ Hinch. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of IPA that's never out of place. So we've got some great moments coming up. Think about these. Tailgating, grilling, hitting the beach, heading out on the boat, just kicking back. It doesn't matter. And it could be, hey, getting ready for that Christmas Day game. Whatever it is, it's smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. Look for All-Day IPA at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.